Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nearly fall, kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, very.
Still, but that's Northeast Texas for you. But as we get into the fall, isn't it now a good time to plant perennials?
Actually, it's a good time to plant anything. Trees, shrubs.
Okay.
Also bulbs. We plant bulbs in the fall.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah. It's we have a lot of cool weather before we get our first freeze, mm-hmm. usually into November. So this gives the plant a good time to start establishing roots before it just gets so very hot.
Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about perennials in particular, and we'll talk about some other things here also, the idea of the perennial is that it's going to survive the winters that we have and then come back from year to year. And so if you get it down, if it's a new plant, you get it down in the fall, then it lets the plant establish itself before the spring and the growing season begin.
That's correct. And perennials will grow and multiply, and you can divide. You have more plants.
Yeah.
It goes share with your friends.
Yeah.
Just start a new area. So perennials, best to plant perennials rather than annuals.
Right. Well, it's maybe less work in the long run.
Do you have less expensive?
Do you have some favorites?
I like phlox is a good one.
So let's talk about some other things. You were saying that bulbs, it's a good time to plant bulbs, and there we think of tulips in particular.
Right. Now, if you want to plant, I mean, tulips are a favorite. Everybody loves tulips, but they really don't grow well in our area.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't cold enough. They are a plant that needs so many chill hours, which would mm-hmm. be hours below 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you want to plant them, and they're going to have them for sale at Walmart and the gardens. Well, I don't know about the garden centers, but you can find them. And you need to put them in your refrigerator, in your hydrator, in a bag, a paper bag, and leave them there. You can buy them now, whenever, but mm-hmm. don't plant them till mid-December.
Mm.
And while they're in their refrigerator, they get the time they need to chill.
I see.
But they will not come back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so it's a lot of expense and work for one showing.
Right. And then you mentioned also in terms of bulbs, jonquils, daffodils, narcissus.
Well, narcissus is the broader term.
Okay.
So a lot of times people use that. And under that, we have daffodils and jonquils and paper whites, which are all related,
uh-huh.
all of the narcissus family.
I see.
I have the best luck with daffodils. And another thing, there are daffodils that are not just all yellow. You can find some, the little tube-like center.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a deeper yellow or even an orange.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little variety. And they're also spring, early spring, and mid-spring, and late spring blooming daffodils. So when you look at planting them, it should say whether it's going to, when in spring it's going to bloom. So you could either have one big showing of daffodils early, or you could just have them come and bloom from about late February through the end of April.
Wow. So, and the daffodils do better than tulips, are easier to grow.
Oh, much, much better.
Yeah.
Tulips, it's just too warm for them to naturalize and be a perennial to come back.
Interesting. We're talking with Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, you wanted to talk about, and we don't have a whole lot of time here remaining, but you wanted to talk about spider lilies.
Right.
And
that is, I love spider lilies. They're called hurricane, they have lots of nicknames. Hurricane lily, spider lily, surprise lily, naked lady. One of the reasons it's called naked lady is the bud comes up first, and it comes up on a long stem, and there's no foliage. And then you see this bright red bloom.
Yeah.
And later, when the bloom dies, that's when the foliage comes.
I see. And they are considered a southern heirloom plant.
That's what I would call them. The bulbs are hard to find. So you need to either find a friend who has some or order them. There's a gentleman called the Bulb Hunter. who what he does is he goes to old cemeteries, abandoned homesteads, again, heirloom plants that have been there for generations, most of the time unattended.
Uh-huh.
And he harvests them, takes them back, and grows them to have them reproduce.
The bulb hunter.
Yes.
You could probably find him online, you think?
Yes, you could.
Yeah. So spider lily is a plant that people associate with old-time southern gardens.
Right. And one of the reasons it's hurricane lily, the reason it gets that name is like on the Gulf Coast, they would bloom after a hurricane or a tropical storm, because they come up in late September, and usually it's after a good rain that they'll start popping up out of the ground.
Yeah, I told you, I saw some growing in a ditch close to us, just out of nowhere. I have no idea.
Well, the first time I saw them, it was like I drove through this one area. It was an older area of town, and one day there was nothing, and the next day it was just full of these red blooms, like surprise.
Yeah, they are beautiful and unique. I don't know if anything else looks like them. Cynthia, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Kim.
You're welcome.
Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.